had kavana. So he had this pipe. Let's say the pipe was in between his knees. And by itself it fell over. But he had mischavan, he was mischavan that it should fall over. That is kosher. Drashi pilohu. The mischavan, he had kavana, he had in mind. Dumya dinofom yelof, like it fell by itself. Shle'ochaz be'efer atzma, didn't hold on to the efer by itself. El'ochaz be'foferis, you were holding on to the pipe just. V'ni'arone, and it spilled out. L'tech shekaz kosher. Hey, mashma, if you're holding the pipe, and you pour out the efer into the mayim, that's also kosher. So kosher is a mayim? Why is it kosher? V'lochu v'nosan omarachmona. The Torah says you have to take the ashes and put the ashes into the water. So v'lochu should mean you have to hold the ashes in your hand and throw it into the water. So why is it enough if you're just holding the pipe and like pouring out the ashes into the water? It shouldn't be enough. El alav shramin, if here it's a good proof that lekicha yidei davar achar shmo lekicha. If you take it, even though you're holding something else when you're taking it, like here you're taking the ashes of the poraduma, but you're not holding the ashes directly in your hand. You're holding the pipe, that inside the pipe is the ashes. That's also called the good lekicha. So you see, the dov racha is called the good lekicha. Yeah. So that's Rabba's raya. Yeah. The loch is like that. Right. The Yomar Rabba, Rabba says another locha. Loy lodutz inish lulva boheshana. A person should not like push the lulav into the kesher, into the hoshana. Why dilma nasri tarfe? Maybe the leaves will fall off when you're doing that. The other chatzitza. And then the leaves will be in between the lulav, will become a chatzitza. So Rashi learns, the Yom HaRabba Gors Bekulen, Le'lidot Inish Lulve V'yashana, Le'achar She'ogad Ho'arova V'ahadas Yachad. After you tie together the hadasim and the arovas together with the lulav, so it's all tied together, like we have a kesher, Le'yitcha V'alulav Milmalo L'teich Ogud. Don't now come and stick, push through the lulav into the hole where you have a set there for the lulav to go through. Don't now, after you tie the adasim and the arova together, don't now pull it through. Why? Dilma naskri tarfi, ha lulav mashir olay hadas. When you're pulling through the lulav now, maybe you're going to pull off some leaves of the adasim. V'harova, you pull off some leaves of the arovas. O mishtairim biyogud, and they'll be stuck there in the yogud, in the tying together, these leaves will still be stuck there. And it'll come out, v'chaytetzin ve'min lamin. So since you have leaves now stuck in between the yagad, that's not called one min. So it's not called you're taking just the three minim here. It's called you have something else in between. Like you're supposed to hold just the hadassim, the rovas, and the lulav together. That's what your hand is supposed to be holding. If you have leaves in between, it's not called one lekicha. It's called you have hadassim and something dividing in between. That's not called a good lekicha. So you have to make sure the leaves are not there. So therefore, don't just push fast like the lulav through, because by pushing the lulav through, you're going to make the leaves fall off. That's what Rabba said. For Rabba said back, no, Allah is like Rabba, that min b'min ha'ein ha'chaitzis, that's always the klal. These leaves that fall off the hadasim and the arovis, it's a min, it's a type of the hadasim, it's a type of the arovis. So the klal is always min b'min, the same type of the substance, is not called a chatzitza one with the other. So even though the leaves fell off, still avada is kosher. For Yomar Rabba, Rabba says another locha. Loy ligos inish lulva b'hoishana. Di mishtairi hutsa, ve'evi chatzitza. Loy ligos, you should not cut. Loy ligos inish, person should not cut lulva, the lulav b'hoishana, when it's tied up together. Mishtairi hutsa, because that's the back part is there, ve'evi chatzitza, it's called chatzitza. Rashi learns, loy inish lulva b'hoishana. Im orech yoysi da'im in aroya rota tulum. You have very long, tall arovis. And you want to cut it off now. Mitachas the bottom of it. Don't cut it off while it's still attached in the lulav. Take that rovis out. Then put it back into the lulav. But if you already put that rovis through the lulav, it's attached now, don't just take the knife and cut off the bottom part of it. Why? The mishtayir hutza. Shelulav telushin minashedra b'teichagid. Because lefi sh'olei halulav aruchin. O mechaborim mitachas hashedra. V'nim shochim v'yolam k'neged goyvo shelulav. Because shekoytzeson mitachas nimtzu chatucha minashedra v'nishorim baguda. The same thing. If you cut off by the bottom, you may cut off part of the lulav. and then the leaves will not be attached anymore. Like if you cut the bottom part of the lulav, so the strings of the leaves are not attached anymore, because the leaves start from the bottom. So if you cut the bottom, so the leaves are not going to be attached to the lulav. And you have then the leaves of the lulav are there, again, to be a chatitza. There's going to be a separation between the holding of the lulav, to hadasim, and their rovas. So anytime you want to cut anything from the bottom, first take it out, cut it off, and that's all. Then just put back what you have left into the agad, into the tying together. Mashenki, if you're going to leave the bottom parts of it there, it's going to be a chatitza. You have something dividing in between the lakicha, the taking of the lulav, the hadasim, and the rovas. That's Rabbi Shita again. That's called the chatzitza. Just like the leaves are a chatzitza, who are then the stems are called the chatzitza, or the leaves are the lulav. And on this again, Rav answers back and says no. For Rav Omer again, no. Min b'minay ain't a chatzitz. It's also min b'minay. Even if you cut off the bottom part of the lulav, so what's going to be? The leaves are not attached anymore to the lulav. So what? That's not called the chatzitza, because the leaves are the lulav, or the stems of the adasim and the arovis, is all part of the gimominim. So since they're attached together, they're tied together, there's no nafkimina. Whether they're attached or not attached, it's not called the chatzitza. For Yomar Rabba says like this, Hadas shel mitzvah. The hadasim that you have in your lulav, you're using for the mitzvah, also l'reich boy. You're not allowed to smell it. During Yom Tif, you're not allowed to smell the hadasim. Drashi also l'reich boy, the gamrina misukkah. We learn it out from the sukkah. The Yafinu Perakama, the Chal Shem Shemayim Alatze Sukkah, Lesser Bano Kol Shiva. Just like we said before, the Yatze Sukkah is also Bano all 7 days. Hoyo Vuhuksala Mitzvah, since it's set aside for the Mitzvah, here also, since the Hadassim are set aside for the Mitzvah, it's also to have your own Hano from it, so therefore it's also Larech Boy. So even though it's a Mr. Shredis Rashi, even though the Chur Rashi mixing up two things, that we sell Chal Shem Shemayim Alatze Sukkah, that was a deraisa de galocha there. Then we learn out of Zereshava, Chag Chag. Just like by the Chagiga, just like the Korban is Chal Shem Shemayim, who would then on the Sukkah is Chal Shem Shemayim? That was one alocha. That's a deraisa de galocha. Here the Chur is a muksa de galocha. Here it's alocha, something you set aside for the mitzvah, it's like set aside for the mitzvah, so like with the Rabbanon, it's also to have an or. Unless Rashi maybe means to say that the Rabbonin made up an Yisra Muksa Me'ena Diraisa. They learned it out from this poster, just like you see the Sukkah itself, which is a mitzvah. The Torah said, Asasa Bano Midiraisa. So from that Yisra Rano, the Rabbonin came to make out a new Muksa. That any time a thing is set aside to be used for the mitzvah, the Lachar is the Rabbonin, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. But I call upon him the Rabbonin Mishum Muksa, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from the mitzvah. So therefore, since the hadasim are set aside for the mitzvah, you're not allowed to smell the hadasim, calls them on the rind the lulav. So see, Elo Rabbeva, Esrik, Mashenken, the Esrik, Shal Mitzvah, Mutal Arech Boy. You should know the Esrik, though you are allowed to smell. It's only the hadasim you're not allowed to, but the Esrik you're allowed to. What's the difference? My timer, Hadas, the Larecha Koi. What's the main purpose of hadasim? To smell it. Therefore, we say, Kiak Tzai, Mirichayu Vaktzayu. When you set it aside to say, now you're using it for the mitzvah. I'm not using it for my own purpose anymore. It be zadasim and set aside for the mitzvah. So you're taking it away from your own use. So from which use did you take it away? From the use that it's aimed for smelling. Therefore, you're not allowed to smell it. Me'reichel, like Rashi says, shuderech hanos v'yaktzei. That's the normal manner to have enjoyment from the zadasim. By smelling it, that's what you set aside not to say, I'm not going to have any enjoyment from it. Ma'ashenken esrud. The la'achila koi, the main purpose of an esrig, the main enjoyment is eating it. So then we say, Svar, when you set aside this esrig now to use it for the mitzvah, ki aktsayu mi'achila aktsayu. You know what you set it aside for? Not to use for your own enjoyment? Eating it. You're not allowed to eat the esrig. That's called derech hanor. Ma'ashenken, smelling it, that's not what it's aiming. That's not the main purpose of it. Therefore, you're allowed to smell the esrig. The Yom HaRab Rav says another locha. Hadas bin Mechuber Mutal Arech Boy. On Yom Tov or on Shabbos, when the Hadassim are attached to the ground, they're still growing, you're allowed to bend down and smell it. To touch them, Avadi, you're not allowed to touch them. It's Muksa. Anything that's Mechuber, that's attached to the ground growing, you're not allowed to touch on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But you're allowed to just put your nose near there and smell it. That's Mutar. Esroi bin Mechuber, let's say you have an Esroi on the Esroi tree, it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, also Arech Boy. you're not allowed to go and smell the esrig when it's on the tree. My time, what's the difference? How come you're allowed to smell the hadasim and not smell the esrig? So Terence like this. The main purpose of the hadasim is just to smell it. So therefore, Ishoris lay, if we'll say you're allowed to smell the hadasim, even though they're attached to the tree, providing you don't touch them, lo yosalim exayu. We're not afraid you'll come to pull it off, because the main enjoyment is smelling it. So you don't have to pull it off to smell it. You can smell it when it's on the tree. So therefore, we'll let you smell it. We're not afraid you'll come to pull it off the tree. Ma'ashen kein esrig telachilakoi. The main purpose of an esrig is to take a good bite in it and eat it. So therefore, Ishoris lay, if we'll say you're allowed to smell the esrig when it's still on the tree, we're afraid, osalim exayu. We're afraid you'll come to cut off the esrig like you want to eat it. And that's a nisim midiraisa, to pull off the esrig off the tree. Therefore, we make a gzera on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to smell an esrig when it's on the tree. You can smell it when it's attached. You're not afraid, you worry about it, you'll forget yourself and pull it off. I will answer that the main thing is to eat it, then we're afraid you'll pull it off to eat it. The Yom Rabba, Rabba says like this. Lulav v'yamin. The mitzvah is you have to hold the lulav in your right hand with the other three meat, with the three meanim attached. The lulav and the dasam and the rovas all go in the right hand. The yesrig this morning, but the yesrig you have to hold in your left hand. That's Lashon HaGemara. It has to be in your left hand. My time, what's the reason? Hani t'los the mitzvah. The lulav has three of the meanim together. There are three mitzvahs there. V'hai chod the mitzvah. And the yesrig is only one mitzvah. That's why the lulav is more choshev. That's why the more choshev apart goes in the right hand. Oh, Malay Rabbi Yemel Rab Zerika, my timer, Leim of Archinim El Al Atilas Lulav, have a kasha. How come when we go to make a bracha on Dalad Minim, Lachur, there are four parts of the mitzvah here? How come we only make a bracha Al Atilas Lulav? Like, what happened to the Yesrig? How come we don't mention the Yesrig at all in the bracha? So Marin says, Hoye Lugvoye Mikulam. Since the Lulav is the tallest of all the Dalad Minim, we make the bracha on the tallest one. Trashi Choshevu. Since it's the tallest, that's the most important one, so everything is called upon the lulav, that's why we make a bracha al natilas lulav. Fred Gemarim, that's the svara. For the gvili esrig, let's then pick up the esrig, like you're holding the esrig in your left hand, so let's say you should have to pick up the esrig all the way high, and make a bracha al natilas esrig. Maybe that's, pick it up. And the Gemara, Malay, hoylaviminoi, kivoye mikulin. I don't mean to say because the ma'aser tzaya. I mean the min, the fruit itself. The lulav is the tallest of all dalaminim. That's why it's more choshev. The drashi legvi elias rega. Kosalko that the havimina was toho yel digavoya. The komra hainu hoder min liyel. Shedrish lulav tzaruch sheyetsu lamalim and hada tefach. That we thought the ma'aser you have to hold it up. It has to be a tefach higher. You have to hold it up high. So the question was that maybe you have to hold up the lulav, the esrog high in hand also. The Torah says, no, v'minoi, kivoye mishloshan. L'maisa, the way it's grown, a lulav is always taller than the other, and all the other minim. That's why the lulav is the most choshev one. That's why we make a bracha al natilas lulav. We only mention the lulav in a bracha, we don't mention the esrig. But agav basmasha from the Gemara here is that the esrig has to be in your left hand. And some people are more, when they walk around with their shanis, when they walk around, hold it, they want to hold the siddur in the left hand. So they do is they hold the lulav and the esrig in the right hand together. That's not the mitzvah. The Gemara says here, the mitzvah is the esrig v'smil. The esrig has to be in your left hand. Supposed to hold the lulav in your right hand. Mishum dahani t'losa mitzvah v'yasroi gechodem. V'afilu berechol of kfav, you made the bruch already. V'yachakach noit le'pam sheni, v'goyin v'shas amiros ha'shanis. Sarach litla b'yamin. Still you have to hold it this way. That the lulav in the right hand and the esrog in the left hand. V'yam not al shneim v'yod yachas. Let's say you hold both of them in one hand. Kosa b'yorachayim d'lo yotza. You're not yotza the mitzvah then. But that's the taz the yotza. The taz holds you are yotza. Kivun shloi hoya esrog imoyim bagud achas. As long as it's not wrapped together all four minyam. As long as the esrog is not wrapped together with the lulav, the taz holds the yotza. V'yayim b'mat yudah shechor l'kolov v'dayta korachayim. That the Mati Yud also holds, you're not Yotze if you hold the Esrog in your right hand. Olinyan halacha, yesh lahachmi b'shal Torah. The midiraisi, you should be machmir to hold the eswig in your left hand. But sarav lachtav litle b'lei brocha. Therefore, the first day, if when you made the brocha, you were holding the lulav and the eswig in your right hand, the pasyans, you should make the brocha, you should do it over again, make the brocha over again. Hey, if the first day that's midiraisi, you should go to churm and say to do the mitzvah over again. That you should hold the lulav in your right hand and the eswig b'davka in your left hand. But the next day, since only with the rabbonin, a suffix with the rabbonin, golukula, you would not have to make the bracha over again. But avad lechatchilu, though, that's the mitzvah. Lechilu, the mitzvah is to hold the esrik in your left hand. Should be close together that year, but should be in the left hand. Right. So the Mishnah. Ve'heichen hoye menanin. Where did they make the ninuim? Yeah, the Mishnah says, "Fechin hoy menanein." But the Gemara will soon explain, like, how do you know you have to make a new altogether? How do you know you have to shake the lulav altogether? But the Mishnah starts off, "Fechin hoy menanein." At what part of davening do you have to shake the lulav? For hoydu l'Hashem tchila v'soif. When you say hoydu l'Hashem first and hoydu l'Hashem at the end, Rashi hoydu shev tchila saperik, for hoydu shev soif saperik, v'soif ahalo min hoydu at soif ahalo chode pashosa b'min yepashios l'shev atilim. So now the first Hod L'Hashem Ki Tov, and at the end we say Hod L'Hashem Ki Tov. You have to menaneya shake the lulav. Uva Ono Hashem Hoshino. When you say Ono Hashem Hoshino, also you have to shake the lulav. Divrei Beisil, that's Beisil Ushita. Uva Shama Yomi Beisama says Af Ono Hashem Atzlichino. Even by Ono Hashem Atzlichino, also you have to shake the lulav. But I say we don't do it. We only do it by like Beisil Ol. By Ono Hashem Hoshino. Omer Rabbi Kiva, Soifa Hoyisi Rabbi Gamliel. I was once looking, staring at Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua. I watched the way they were shaking the luluf. Shekol Om Hoyimananayin Es Luluvayim. Everybody in the shul there was shaking the luluf. Fehem Lenana Elabon Hashem Hashino. Them, the only place they were making the Nenuim, where were they shaking the luluf? Only by Yon Hashem Hashino. That's the only place. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the machlokes is. So the Gemara, Nanua Manda Chashmei. Who's talking about making the nuim here? Like the Mishnah goes right away to start of saying, where do we make the nuim? Like how do you know altogether you have to make the nuim altogether? Shashi Nanua Manda Chashmei. She Yodem Chayel Ananeya. Who says you have to shake the lulav? To Pshit Latano that our Mishnah like the Tana knows for sure you have to. Or Kaboy Hechenoy Mananeim. And the Tanakh just goes to say, like, where's the place to do it? But how do you know you have to do it? So Gemara says, Hosam Koy is going on, we learned already before. It said before that Kol Lulav Shiesh Bar Shloisha Tvachim, Kedelu Naneya Boy Kosher. If the Lulav is 3 Tvachim tall, that you have enough room there to shake it, it's kosher. And we said before that it means you have to have 4 Tvachim, 1 Tevach to hold on to the Lulav, and then 3 Tvachim to be able to shake it with. So we learned before already, you have to have enough, a big enough lulav to be able to shake it. So we know you have to shake the lulav. Now our Mishnah is called Komer, now the Tanya says, Heichim Menaneyin, where do we have to Menaneya, where do we have to shake the lulav? So after it's void, we shouldn't speak out, that Avada, you have to shake the lulav, Bishashi make the bracha. That's Trito. Like we do, we make the bracha on Hilas lulav, and then we shake it. But now the Shalur is, even after you made the bracha later throughout Halil, where during Halil, do you also have to shake the lulav? Fighter, Tanan Hossam, we learned over there, Gemara Menachis. Shnei Halechim on Shavuos used to bring the special Shnei Halechim, or Shnei Kivsi Atheris, and used to bring 2 Kfosim, 2 lambs for Korban Shlomim, on Shavuos. So these are special Kabonis for Chlatzeris, for Chagas Shavuos. Kate said away, so how do you do these 4 things together? Meniach Shnei Halechim al Gabi Shnei Hakfosim. They used to put the special 2 Alechim on top of the 2 kvosim, the 2 limbs, or meniach yodei tachtein, and you would put your hand underneath both of them. Or meniach, you would pick it up. Pick up both, the animal with the bread on top of it. Moilech umevi, you go forwards and come back. Male umorid, up and down. Shenemo, the pasuk says, asher hunaf vasher huram. Hunaf means go out and come back. That's called Merlech Unevi. And Hura means go up and down. Rashi Ketzer Oisa, Oisam Shusarach Lanifam Yachat Chaim, Kedesiv, Ve'enef HaKoyin Oisam Alechem. When the animal is still alive, there was a mitzvah for the Koyin to pick them both up. Al Shnei Kvosim, HaKvosim Chaim, the two Kvosim were alive. O'Meniach Shteh Alechem Al Shnei Kvosim. The mitzvah is to put the Shteh Alechem on top of the two live lambs. Kedesiv, Alechem Abikurim Tenufa, Al Shnei Kvosim. Is Afrika the ration of Kro Mash Moisum Alechem Yafilum Nachis, Melechem Amluyim, the Lechem Lamala? The bread goes on top. Hunaf, Hainu Moilachumavi, stretch it out and bring it back. Huram, Mala, bring it up. Vienna Liab Leroda, going up has to come down also. Vai Kro La Bekivsi Atheretsiv, Helevim Luyim, Umiyo Kol Tanufim Yafilum Minor. You learn it out from the Mluyim. Whenever you have to make a Tanufa, this is the way you do it. Up and down and out and in. Now, Omer Rav Yechanan, Moilechu Mevi, why do you have to be Moilech, like stretch it out and then bring it back towards you again? Lemi Sha'ab Arucha Shaloi. In other words, really it's Mashmi, you have to stretch it out on all four sides of you. On all four sides, you have to stretch it out and bring it back. To show like Sha'ab Arucha Shaloi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that owns the four sides of the world. Then Malo Morid, why do you have to go up and down with four? Lemi Isha Shemayin Borat Shaloi. Also, that you're doing it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Shemayin and Noras blinks to Hashem. So really, that's the sixth Nenuim, the sixth ways you have to shake the Lulav. You have to go on the four sides of you, and then up and then down. And they're all different in Hagim, exactly which Derech, how you do it. Now, what's the reason for this? Omer. The Marov Master there, to saw the ones like this. Hochi Omer Rabbi Chama Barukva. Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Moilechu Mevi. What's the purpose? You have to put it out and bring it back towards you around all four sides. You go forwards, right, back, and left. And why do you have to do all four sides for? Kidei La'atzer Ruach Rois. In order to hold back the bad winds from all four corners. Malo Morit. Why do you have to go up and downwards for? Kidei La'atzer Teloyim Royim. It's a skula to hold back the bad dew. That bear dew should not come down. That's why by shaking the lulav up and down, it holds away the bear dew. Trash lemisha baruch shaloi mitzvah zu on the oisim l'shmoi ken mara benachosai. Like we're doing this mitzvah l'shem Hashem, so we want to show we're doing it to Hashem that lives in all four places. Right? And Omri Rav Yosi Rav Avin v'tem Rav Yosi bar Zevila zayis samaras. Here it's a raya. That Shirei Mitzvah